The film began as a project that I started a long time ago, 1998, 1999. It was originally started as a college senior thesis when I was at Hampshire College. Eventually, the project evolved from being a senior thesis to an audio series of underground hip-hop from Africa called African Underground. Did the first one in 2001, did another one which we just released recently called African Underground Depths of Dakar. And the film sort of evolved as a sort of logical next step project from that. I got in contact with McGee from Soul Productions, my friend and co-partner in the film, and we went over there in February to do African Underground Democracy in Dakar, which ended up being a 7-part series about youth, hip-hop, and politics in Senegal.
What are some of the main challenges that you made while making this movie?
Well, there's a lot of challenges just in terms of doing any project like this. One is just, A, funding, just like getting over there, getting the money together, and actually physically getting yourself equipment, you know, situated in another country. So a little bit easier made by the fact that I have a lot of friends over there who really helped us out in terms of finding a place to stay, just get settled. The next one is, and this is my first documentary. McGee can talk more about this just in terms of documentary films. Right. He's made a bunch. But what I discovered was just you go over there with a structure. You go over there with an idea of what you think is going to happen. But ultimately, life just is going to take its course.
Exactly.
And it's going to go the direction that it goes, whether you want it to or not.
And McGee, you and your partner, Christopher Moore of Soul Productions, actually directed this movie. What are some of the underlying themes that you try to project?
We went to find the story, to showcase the story of hip-hop music as a music of activism and as a voice for people who may not have a voice, a voice that is played on airwaves and really represents themselves.
Okay.
And in Senegal, that's really the truth, because we found the major theme that came out of this film, and when you watch it, you'll come away with seeing a frustrated population. So hip-hop seems to be the only movement, the only rappers seem to be the only people who are really showcasing or who are telling that story.
How was it for you, McGee, directing a group of people that didn't speak the same language with you?
Well, I speak French. Ben speaks Wolof.
Okay.
So between the two of us, we could... And I had been in Senegal before, actually.
Okay.
I grew up in Eastern and Southern Africa, and I was looking for African hip-hop, and I stumbled across this Nomadic Wax African hip-hop mixtape CD. Mm. And that introduced me to Senegal. And when I heard that CD, I decided I wanted to go to Senegal. This was exactly the kind of music that I was interested in. I started doing a radio show playing just that music. And I went to Senegal and studied there and lived there for several months and just, you know, fell in love with what was going on there. And really, the introduction was that CD. And so, you know, it was a great honor for us to then start building, doing collaborations before that, and then coming up with this film to go back to Senegal, which was a goal and dream of mine as well.
Right. Now, as a learning process for you, what did you get out of this whole experience?
Oh, it's a great question. Every time I go, I always learn something new. And I think... if anything, it was just to really appreciate the complexity of the issues there. Since when I went to write my thesis and finished it in 2000, the story that I had discovered was very much a story of triumph. They mobilized an entire population of people, young people, to vote, educating some older people about what the issues were, and they went and toppled the regime peacefully using hip-hop.
Yeah.
That was the story in 2000. And so what we discovered in 2007 was the complexity of that. Is it so much, you know, is it just a victory just to elect a new party, or are there other issues? And I think what we discovered was there are many other issues, and it's much, much deeper than that.
Right.